It's the 17th of July 2008. This is Matthew Richardson talking to Mrs. Joy Harrison about her brother and his experiences in the Second World War. What was your brother's full name, just for the record?
Joseph Kenneth Vick.
Joseph Kenneth Vick. And what was his date of birth?
7th of September 1921.
Right, okay. And your brother was born on the Isle of Man?
Yes, he was born in Ballot Oates Cottages at Onken, is it?
Yes.
Abbeylands there.
Abbeylands, yes, yes. And he went to school?
He went... my father went to Derby to live. He was a chauffeur down there. And he went to school in Ramsey.
Right.
Abbot Road School.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what did he do when he left school?
My father had him born to a mechanic at Tate's in Ramsey.
Right.
Which he didn't really want to do, I don't think.
Yeah. But that was his career.
That was until he joined the army against his parents' wishes. He didn't give him the letter, you know. He was an apprentice and he could have been let off, but his way home on his motorbike, he came in and got the kitchen knife and opened the letter that he was given.
Right.
Because he wanted to join the Fleet Air Arm, really.
Right. But so he was in a reserved occupation, but
against
his parents' wishes, he actually went and volunteered.
Yeah.
I see. So, do you know anything about where he joined the army or what?
I think he went to, is it Woolwich?
Woolwich. Like Woolwich that. Is the depot of the Royal Artillery, yes.
I know Woolwich was a name I can recall he was at. But I can't think of... I was a bit younger than him, and the war was starting, but Woolwich was there. I know he was at Woolwich.
Yes, yeah. I see. So that was your brother went off under his own steam.
Yes, under his own steam.
Yeah, and joined up. And did you see him again then, or was it?
He came home on leave.
Right.
Yeah, and then.
Were your parents cross with him? Or?
My mother was crying, and she was a bit. My father didn't say very much because he never did. My mother was really upset over it all,
Yes.
Waiting for letters and.
Yeah.
Yes. They're terrified. There's no letters coming, sort of thing.
Yes.
It was kind of a funny time, really, then.
So he had his leave, came back to the island, and then was it after that that he went overseas?
Yes, he went, more or less straight away. He must have gone... I think he was stationed in Colwyn for a while, in Wales. And then it must have just... I don't know, I'm lost then. I don't know really what happened.
Yes.
But then it was letters coming from... foreign.
Yes, yes, that's often the way.
Letters, yes.
Yeah, that's often the way people used to find out about things. That you suddenly the letters would start coming from.
And after the war, I remember going to Douglas to meet him, coming off the boat with my father.
Yeah, right. So that was at the end of the war. That was after he'd been demobilised.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he wasn't home for years then, really.
No. So he would have been away for what three years?
Most of the war. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And when he came back, did he talk to you any great extent about what had happened?
Or? No, he never did. He was not wasn't very well when he came back. He had a bit of a nervous breakdown, really.
Really, really. Mm. Well, that was connected with his war service, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they didn't do anything for them then.
No.
And I know my mother wanted him to have an X-ray. He was saying he'd all this in the stomach and that, and have an X-ray, and the doctor said, it would cost 10 shillings.
Yes.
She'd willingly pay the 10 shillings, but... I don't know what happened, but he wasn't well at all. And then my father wasn't helping because he was into wagons and lorries, and he put him on the highway board.
Yes.
And it didn't help him at all in the winter out in the highway board.
Yes.
But he enjoyed bits, didn't he? It must have been. Because he tried to raise somebody, didn't he?
And Grandad could coaches as well, didn't he?
Hmm?
Coaches and sharers as well, didn't he?
Police, it was the police he was trying to... But in the war, the one story he had was... Where were they? You know better than me.
I don't know, is it that?
It could be this taffy fella he was with. He was a bit liberated than that one. He fell out of the wagon. He must have got a bit... That was taken in Brussels, I think, wasn't it?
Mm.
And he fell out of the wagon, and he got the blame because he was older than him.
He often told that story, because he never really touched a drink much, did he?
He never did. I can remember him. I can remember him coming home on leave once, though, and... going up to the nitre at Michael and coming home. I suppose it was a relief. There was two or three of them. A fella called Dowler, which he's mentioned in there, Collins from Kirkmichael.
Yes.
And another fella called Joe Collister from Kirkmichael. And they went up to the pub. Well, Joe's parents were very religious.
Yes, yes.
And I can remember mother having to sober him up so Joe could go home. I was creeping down the stairs and looking through the door
Yes.
But I think it was in Brussels. I brought that photo. I didn't know if it was there or not.
So this is a friend of his, Taffy.
I don't know who he was. Just Taffy, ever heard. He's a Welsh, but he must have been a driver.
Your brother was a driver, or was he a mechanic?
He was a gunner, and then he didn't like killing things, I don't think. And he could have got promotion. I can remember he could have been made a corporal.
Yes.
And he didn't. He drove a water wagon through the desert, through the war.
Mm.
He got lost. I remember he got lost, didn't he?
Yeah.
And they all moved on. Mm. And the wagon got broke down. Mm. And he had to fix it and catch them up. Mm. But he ought to walk a wagon in the war, in the desert.
Yes. Yeah. So the problems that he had after the war, was that directly, do you think, directly related to what he'd seen in the war, or what happened to him?
I can remember him saying, when he was home at that time, and mother was at the push, was worried sick really, and saying to her, "What, you know, what would matter with you, this, that and the other?" And he said, "Well, how would you like to be summoned by somebody you went to school with and seeing his head beside you, like, you know?"
Yeah, yeah.
So he was a very gentle fellow, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He didn't like he'd catch a mouse and pull him outside. You know the mouse was going to come back in again, right?
Yes,
you know.
Yes. I think some people could cope with it better than others. I think it made a more of an impact on some people than other people.
We never talked much about
it. Now and again, he'd say something like. But he collected all these German things, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, we never
knew they were there.
No.
Just jumbled up in the drawer, weren't they? Really,
bits and pieces.
Put them in a box, didn't you? Once.
Yeah.
All just kind of.
He was in an anti-aircraft regiment, but it wasn't the Manx regiment, as far as I can tell.
It was 12th
anti-aircraft. He never referred to being in the Manx regiment or.
I don't think so.
No,
I didn't know.
I thought that was the case, but I just.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think he must have just. Joined the army.
It was a different one.
I don't think he was in that Manx regiment. No,
that's what I thought. I just thought I'd just double check that.
I think that was in Mapport. It was taken in Brussels,
Yes, that that's this fellow. I think this is the one that's got Taffy written on the back of it, actually. One of these has. I'm not sure which one. So
that's Taffy.
This one's Taffy. So this is your brother.
That's my brother, that's my Uncle George.
Did he serve with Uncle? He was in the same regiment.
No, he was in. He was in something else. Right. I don't know what he was in. He was in something else.
Do you recognise anyone else?
That's my brother.
That's Vic.
Don't know who that is. Oh yeah, it's Uncle George. That's Uncle George.
You haven't said that, had you? Like you were at Kurt Michael.
That's my Uncle. That's my father's brother again.
That's Uncle George again.
George Vic. Yeah.
Any on that you?
He's like Kenny, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's my brother. Oh, that's Dowell, and that's Joe.
This is.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
And that's Collins. He's called
Collins.
Dowell or Collins. I don't know what his proper name, but George Collins it was.
George Collins.
His mother had a little sweet shop in Michael.
Cookette Michael. Yeah.
But this Dowler is referred to as.
The Dowler refers to in there.
Dowler.
Must have been this D-O-W-L-E-R, I think. He was a joiner, and it must have been something to do with Dowlers or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah.
And that was Joe Collister.
Joe Collister.
He's still got relations in Port as manager of the co-op in Port Erin and his nephew.
I think that one. It's probably when they're in England.
He is in there somewhere. It's a bit.
I'd have thought.
Now that's in there, I think. Oh, there's the picture.
Oh, yeah, I brought that picture.
That's my mother.
So this is your mother?
Yeah, that's me.
What was her?
No, that's him. That's not. I don't know, it might be.
It's quite dark, isn't it? I'm sorry, I should have done it a bit lighter. This is your mother?
That's my mother, yes.
So mother?
That was taken in Ramsey, out Ellesair Road. No, I don't think that's me. No, it wasn't me.
No, okay.
No, it'd be my brother or sister.
So who's this, then, your ideas?
Oh, who knows?
Don't know.
It's not my brother. She'd have him dressed a lot better.
This is in Ramsey?
Yeah, Ellesair Road, Ramsey. They lived in Ramsey. My father had a little cycle shop.
Ellesair Road?
That's taken on Ellesair Road.
But they lived in
Church Street. That's my brother on the camel. And that's not a relation. My mother was that proud of it. She had a painting. We wondered if you had the.
No, I haven't seen that before. Yeah. No, that's nice, isn't it? Your mother had that done.
My mother had that done. Yes, but it's any use to you?
Oh,
you
yeah.
It's a bit dirty.
Beautiful. This is an interesting frame, isn't it? It looks like.
It was a man who painted in the village, and she had the photo. And he never wanted to see it, did he?
No.
Did he not? Because he reminded him.
Jane hung it up on the wall. Oh, take that down, wasn't it? Oh, take that down.
It's funny that he must have brought back memories that he wasn't
take that down.
Very comfortable.
Because I had it at home for a while, didn't I? And I thought, we should have that back, and I put it
up
again.
Are you sure that you
if you've got a photocopy or something, I'd just have one just as a...
I can make a colour copy of it for you if you'd like me to. Yeah, just as well. Not a problem at all. I don't know whether you'll know anybody on these. These all look like they were taken in. That's Hamburg, I think it says on the back, the ruins.
No.
You probably won't know anybody on those.
But that's my brother there, and that's him there. Right. That's him. And that's him.
There.
And that's just... That might be his wagon. Well, probably it is his water wagon. That's his water wagon anyway, it will be. He refers to it quite a lot on there, going for water.
And that's, this one I think was the water wagon. Well,
I should think so. It's got a star on. Do you think that's American?
All Allied vehicles had a star. Because the Americans had more vehicles than us.
I see.
We just sort of fell into line with them. So all British vehicles were marked with a star as well, to stop them being bombed.
He had a Dutch girl at some time. There was a photograph of her, but nothing ever came of it.
Right. So he wasn't married then, was he?
No,
he
never found anybody. He used to say, never found anybody. Yeah. But I think this Dutch girl was the one.
Yeah. But so he never married?
No.
Oh, right.
No, he's a bachelor, wasn't he?
Oh, right.
You know, all he is interested in was wireless. When I was young, before he went to the war, he was in a little room at the top in the house, wireless, and what do you call it?
A radio ham or what?
You know. And then when he came home, that's what he should have done. And then my father put him on the hoverboard, and then when he got really bad, he said, oh, well, you can go, and he wouldn't go then. I'll pay for you to go and get training for electronics He didn't go then. He wasted it. His life was wasted, really, because he was clever, wasn't he?
Yeah, but you see, that's the war did a lot. Yeah. To a lot of people, it disrupted their life so much.
That's in there. That's in there. That's in there. Yeah. That's before the war.
That's pre-war. Yeah. Whose is the car?
My father's. He'd always had cars. My father. That was his life, wasn't it? Buying cars and doing them all.
Is that Francie? Sure.
That's Michael. The church is there.
Might be in the desert. Yeah. That looks like a standard photo.
Yes. Never seen that one. Oh, then.
And that's the last one I've got. And that's a press photo.
Oh, yes, I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah, and there's this one as well. Now, is that him there?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's not him. That's him, though. I think that's him.
And this is his wagon.
No, I don't think it. That's maybe Dower, is it? Well, that's him there.
That's your brother?
Yeah. That's it. That must be. I've never seen that.
That looks like something's been smashed.
It's something in the air,
a smashed up truck or something.
Yeah, lots of bits of crashes in that.
Well, this is one of the things I was going to ask you about. This, we got this little tin of badges and things, and I've tried to work out where that is.
Penhale.
Did he ever talk about that?
No, never talked about anything, did he? Oh, Tregellis. Oh. He was a Ramsay fellow, Tregellis.
Right.
Going to Tregellis. His brother still, I haven't seen him for a little while, have we?
No.
Always ask, and he say to him, ask him if he got sixpence for a tin of a packet of beans, didn't he? Ask him if he got a tenner for some beans. And he's still alive. That
so that's Tregellis. That's
But that might be his brother because it's shot down at Penhale.
The only Penhale I can find is in Cornwall. Does that mean anything to you?
He is Cornish. These Tregellises are Cornish, but they've lived in Ramsay all my life.
But your brother never talked about being stationed in Cornwall before going overseas.
But I don't know what that is, because it's got Vic here shot down and 12th LA.
That's his regiment. That's on his release book. 12th Light Anti Aircraft.
Shot down, unless that was something they'd written. I don't know.
I've no reason to doubt it.
Because Tregellis, he's still alive.
Right.
He was clerk of Ramsey Town Commissioners for years.
Right. Right,
and every time he said, ask him how's he got a talent for beans, wasn't it? We never knew what he meant by it.
Well, I might drop him a line. Yeah. If he's still alive, I might drop him a line.
But he is still alive.
Yes.
I haven't seen him for a little while, but he is still alive. Tregellis, and he lived in Queenspear Road. What's just gone up to the, you know, the house on the left there? Gone up past Crookshanks, there's a house gone up there. But are you still alive at the
time? Right, okay, I'll try him out. These presumably are his, that's the desert
rat.
Yeah,
those are his badges,
I don't know, I'm not sure what that
one is. I don't know what that is.
And that'll be off his shoulder. That looks like it's Italian to me. Did he ever talk about an Italian prisoners of war or anything like that?
No, but there used to be, for want of a better word, a metal crest.
I don't know what happened to it.
And that's the only thing he had up in the front room, was that?
That's the only thing he ever referred to. It came off a tank.
And it was on top of the mirror.
Yeah.
Always.
It came off a tank, and I never seen it at the sale. So
I never saw it at
the
sale.
No.
It's kind of lost. Because we put it in the box with everything, didn't we?
It was in the box with everything.
Sometimes things get siphoned off. If somebody sees something,
I think there's quite a few things being siphoned off when we think about it.
When you think back, such, because we didn't really know what we were doing.
Because we were silly, really. We didn't know what we were doing. And Jameson heard it, and he said, I'm going over, didn't he?
And I'll empty it.
And I'll click up what I want. And then when we went, the whole place was empty, you see.
Yeah.
But I know there's a few things. I thought, I didn't know. But it came off an Italian tank, he said.
It was metal, like, star-shaped.
It was Mussolini's, he said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it's gone.
Never mind, it might yet turn up. You'd be surprised. Things have a habit of reappearing.
But
that's the only thing he ever had. It was that, wasn't it?
Yeah. I got the impression that he had quite a lot to do with Italians, though, because there were a few bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, he was in Italy. I can remember bringing a little rosaries and things, little boxes and things home, souvenirs. There was loads of them about.
So he went from North Africa to Italy and then to Northern Europe. Was he didn't land on D-Day? Did he?
Pardon?
Did he land on D-Day?
No,
he would have been in a different division. No. Yes. Okay. Well, that's really... one final question. When did your brother die? I don't think I've got a record of that.
April, he was buried on April the 1st, wasn't he?
Yes.
So this year?
Yes.
He died in 2008.
We didn't expect him to die.
Say the date, could you?
He threw himself into hospital and rang up and said... And we didn't expect him to die. He didn't expect to die, did he? Because he had a big shock the day before. We'd been over and my grandson had been over. We went to see him. My grandson is from Holland and...
Yes.
He used to say, I'll go and see Dickie, that's what we call him, and I'll speak a bit of Dutch to him. Well, he said, I don't understand your Dutch, it's different, but there's a woman who used to live up in the hills there, she spoke the Dutch.
Yes.
I suppose it's gone English out now.
You couldn't understand it at all.
But the woman lived up there, we could talk in Dutch, he said, didn't he? But his grandson, they couldn't make him understand, he couldn't understand him at all. So, but it's very interesting you've done this. It's very great for
It's not every day that you see something so complete, you know, with all the medals and the photographs and postcards.
Did you get the flags and things?
Some stuff we didn't get, no. A lot of the Nazi stuff, people could just collect that purely, not anything with a swastika on it.
Because you could have had it if we'd have realised.
If we'd have realised, you could have had
it. It's one of those things, isn't it? You know,
if we'd have known, come to the museum, he would have said to you, you don't think people would be interested in things, and he wouldn't have
said. Advice of the seller, like, but if he'd have said, like, the museum's interested in these things.
Well, it was only when because we always go up to the sales and we don't always buy things, but somebody said, there's all this. The medals and the postcards, and it all goes together, and it's all this one chap. And when we went and had a look, and it was we saw Kurt Michael and things in the books. I thought, this is something we really ought to try and keep together. And we tried to keep everything together, the German things and the flags and what have you. But of course, some people are prepared to pay a lot.
I don't know what happened to that thing. We've mentioned that 2-3 times. What happened to that?
That's the one thing we knew that was in the house.
And I thought, maybe it was. That's the only thing we ever really seen.
Well, that might yet turn up. Yeah. You'd be surprised. Yeah. Things do. Do appear that you think have gone and they come back again. It's very peculiar.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.